Okay, that takes me to something. Believe. Because sometimes there is a confusion as to what this really is. But it's so simple. You know, we read in St. John chapter 6 and verse 47, he said, the one who believes has everlasting life, right? Okay, so what is he saying? What is it to believe? We read in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. What is faith? What is belief? Very simple. Faith and believing are related. One is a noun and the other one is the verb of the noun. Faith is the Greek pistis. It's a noun. Believe is pistio. It means to demonstrate your faith, to act your faith, is the verb of faith. Believing is doing your faith. That's what it means. So when you say you have faith in Jesus, that means you've accepted the message of Jesus Christ. But when you say you believe, all you have to do is you've got to demonstrate your faith. Because faith is the noun, but believing is a verb, is a word of action. That's what it means. Faith, or believing is doing your faith. That's it. Acting your faith. Doing your faith. So when we say we are believers in Jesus, it means that we are doers of the word. See that? That means we're doers. That's why the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. It says faith without corresponding actions is dead. So you prove your faith by your actions. That is believing. See that? James was explaining the difference between faith without actions and faith with actions. So he says, demonstrate your faith with your actions. What he was defining for you there is the simple word, believe. So if I say I believe in Jesus Christ, it means I do my faith. Whatever it is that I believe about Jesus is in action. Is in action. So I'm talking it, I'm walking it, I'm acting it. Hallelujah.